Hello, my name is Charlie Moores, and you're about to listen to a shortcast created from phone recordings captured by campaigner and activist Emily Lawrence at the protest in London today in support of whales and dolphins. The recordings include protest chants outside both the Danish and Japanese embassies and a short statement from Off the Leash's Dominic Dyer.
Is not an excuse
for animal abuse.
There's no excuse
for animal abuse.
Faroe Islands dolphin killers.
Faroe Islands dolphin killers.
Faroe Islands dolphin killers.
Faroe Islands dolphin killers.
Faroe Islands whale killers.
Faroe Islands whale killers.
Faroe Islands.
Yeah, well, it's been great to be back in London today. We've done two protests. We started at the Danish embassy, just near Sloane Square, that also represents the Faroese government. And then we've marched down to the Japanese embassy. And obviously, we're looking at what's happening to whales and dolphins, both in the Faroe Islands, but also in Taiji Cove, Japan. And we're trying to ensure that, despite the pandemic and all the problems associated with that, we keep our voice up for calling on both the Japanese government, the Danish government and the Faroese government to stop the slaughter of whales and dolphins in both these parts of the world. It's disgusting, it's cruel. The individuals concerned claim it's about culture, but it's nothing more than exploitation, cruelty and savage slaughter of these beautiful cetaceans. And it also comes in a week when I chaired an anniversary event for the International Whaling Commission, which looks at the history of the organisation since 1946, which has been set up here in Britain initially to manage industrial whaling. By the 60s, as we know, the whaling nations of the world, including Britain, had pushed these amazing animals to the verge of extinction. Thankfully, the IWC went from managing whaling to becoming a conservation body. By the early 1980s, it had a moratorium on commercial whaling that most of its member states had signed up to. I'm afraid Japan, though, had used a lot of tricks to bring other countries in to try and undermine the IWC, and it finally left in 2019 to start commercial whaling again. And we've been talking about that at the embassy here today, where they've killed now thousands of minke whales since 2019 in their territorial waters. There can be no justification for that. There's no market for whale meat. It's immensely cruel to kill whales with harpoons. This belongs in the Dark Ages, not the modern civilized world. And the one thing that came out of our discussions with the IWC event, with people like Chris Packham and Jane Goodall contributing, was that whales particularly are very, very good sequesters of carbon. You know, one whale can be the equivalent of having 1,000 trees on land. So they basically are doing an important job in reducing carbon emissions through what they do in our oceans. Another good reason to protect them. So I think the issue for me now is that we need to call on the governments of Japan, the Danish government, the Faroese government, to stand up and protect these animals, not allow them to be destroyed. And the International Whaling Commission, as an international body, needs to take not just the large whales into its remit for protection, but also the small dolphins and porpoises, the animals that we're seeing being killed, for example, in the Faroe Islands and Taiji Cove. We need to see more resolve from governments, including the British government, the European Union, the United States, to come together and to say enough is enough. There is huge public support, we know that. The Faroes issue is directly related to trade. We've got 54,000 on the petition. It's moved quickly in its initial stages, but it's slowed. We need to get it over 60,000 by Christmas and then work very hard in the next 3 months to the end of March to get it over that 100,000. But I think we can do that, and that'll force a debate in Parliament. And we need to keep the focus on the trade issues with the Faroes and also with governments like Japan. But there's more to be done. But it's great to see that people here today are not giving up. Despite all the pandemic and problems associated with it, they're still here, still passionate for change, and that's what we need to keep doing.
Japan, stop killing dolphins!
Stop killing dolphins!
Stop killing dolphins!
Stop killing whales!
Stop killing whales!
Blood, blood, blood on your hands!
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 Shame, shame, shame on you!
Shame, shame, shame on you!
Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to create a shortcast of your own, and as Emily has shown, all you need is a mobile phone, please get in touch. You can leave us a message at offtheleashpodcast.co.uk, on Twitter at OTLpodcasts, or on Instagram at OTL Pods. And if you'd like to hear more powerful audio supporting wildlife, animal rights and the environment, we're on all major streaming platforms. Just look for Off the Leash Podcasts and subscribe for free.